Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Overall, Minnesota was a more physical team.
I would agree.
They were the faster team. They were the sharper team. They executed at a high level. The penalties right now is just alarming right now all across the league. All across the league, flags everywhere. Flag, flag this, flag that, flag this, flag that. College football, flag this, flag that. At some point, and I said this last week, and I mentioned this last week, we're going to have to start playing guys in the preseason. These starts, this sloppiness in the month of September, I know you're going to risk injuries or whatnot, but these guys need to get a quarter of football in. They are not buttoned up right now, all over the place. Illegal formations, illegal shifts, you're not lined up right, false starts. I mean, oh my gosh, it is all across football, college, high school, and pro.
That would require players to actually come into camp on time. Right? So, like, I hear you, but...
Well, I don't care about those players.
What are you talking about?
Those players don't come. I need the whole team. It wasn't just those players making mistakes.
Has Trent been good the last 2 weeks?
Trent didn't allow a pass rush last week against the New York Jets. He had 33 pass blocks. Right. It didn't allow one pressure.
It came out of the game because he needed an IV.
Yeah, he was tired.
Okay.
George Kittle played it. He was in training camp and needed an IV.
Bonte.
He was in every day in training camp.
The data is out there.
Stop.
Trent had a bad game yesterday.
You said 2 weeks. Last week against the New York Jets were crazy.
You were balancing out the 2 weeks. I don't think he played that well. And then I look at Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk has been on a milk carton. Last year, Bosa, same thing.
George Kittle literally participated in training camp and needed an IV.
Out there.
No, no.
You need to
George
get into
Kittle,
camp and play.
George Kittle needed an IV yesterday.
And he needs to play.
Training camp all season.
So
he was in all the training
George
camps.
George Kittle
I don't get
made
what
an impact
saying.
In that game. George Kittle was breaking
tackles.
And
he still needed an IV. All I'm saying is the overall team needs to play.
You're caping up.
The damn
it's
preseason. The Rams, look at the Rams in the preseason. Not playing their guys are getting their ass kicked left and right and getting out physical. The entire league needs to reevaluate the way they approach the preseason. It ain't just Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams not playing well. There's guys who came. George Kittle or George Odom had a great camp, right? Great camp. Tig Brown had
George
a great
Odom's
camp,
making
right?
making $1 million.
Tig Brown had a great camp.
These guys just squeezed you for extra money.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Man.
No, there's no excuses.
Oh,
when you
man.
When you hold out and you ask them, it's the same thing we did to Bosa. You got to be ready to play. I'm sorry. Like, it's okay.
Those two guys are the only ones making mistakes.
No, but they're making big coin.
Okay, but what I'm saying is the team needs to play preseason.
Of course.
So get guys in the camp. Stop it.
But they also need to show up. And this goes, it's not just the player. This is also management style of how they sign people. When you wait till the end, there's enough data out. We wait till the end, and there's a depreciating effect on the entire roster getting ready for the regular season. It's inarguable.
Last year, they started 5-0. Nick Bosa held out of camp.
Bosa wasn't good.
But they started off 5-0, and it was no problem.
I don't know.
Whatsoever. Nobody was talking about it.
Bosa wasn't good.
He's not good right now.
Well, Bosa's a lot better than what I've seen from Brandon Ayuk.
What did Nick Bosa do yesterday?
Bosa had two sacks, one on third down that got them off the field.
Sam Darnold literally ran into the guy.
No,
Sam Darnold was running around the pocket and literally ran into the guy. And they're running at Nick Bosa left and right.
And he climbed up.
These teams got no problem running at Nick Bosa.
I am being fair.
No. What I'm saying is this whole team is sloppy. Illegal penalties, McKivitz, everything.
Both are true. So both are true. The team was sloppy, and their top dogs who held out don't look great right now.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go to... let's go to Zach. Zach in Redwood City. Zach, what's happening?
Happy birthday, Bonte. Happy birthday, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. So, first of all, I got to say, how about them Hoosiers, man? How about them Hoosiers,
Come on, Zach,
man?
Zach, let's go. Ooh, let's
not
go.
Today.
Not today, man.
No, I know. I know. Flush all right. You. All right. Here's my point. I was driving back from L.A. watching the game, right? Cruising down I-5, and I am very triggered with Brandon Ayuk because, look, you hold out that long and you do all that social media BS stuff and you're going to be jogging off the field, as Shasky said. Like, come on, can we just agree that that's not okay for a guy that we're paying $30 million to? Like, I understand the rust because he held out the whole training camp. Over a couple million dollars, so to say. I don't even know, man. But, like, that's not okay in my book. And the other thing I wanted to say is, man, we paid a lot of money for Javon Hargrave. And I got to say, that guy Pace out of Cincinnati on Minnesota, he probably played better than him yesterday. So that's all I got to say, guys.
The Hargrave deal is not a good deal. He had one play where he, like, broke through and tried to sack Sam Darnold. Instead, was it Gross Matos? I forget how to pronounce his name.
Either Gross Matos.
He ended up cleaning up the sack. That was the only play from Hargrave yesterday. He has been very poor in terms of the signing. It has not worked out.
Let's go to Rob is there, Bruno. Rob, what's happening?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, we gotta stop this, man. Purdy threw two interceptions. I counted two more drops. You know what I'm saying? And Nick Bosa, you blame Wilkes all last year. You're not really making plays. Like you said, that one sack he had a legitimate sack. The other sack, Darnold ran right into him. Dorsey threw the ball with a long time. He ran right into him. So at the end of the day, Bosa not making plays. Things are running at him. They've been doing this since he came in the league. So I'm like, you paid him all his money. He's not impacting the game. If you watched Mason Crosby versus Baltimore yesterday.
Oh, my God.
He was a beast. You can see it with your eyes. I watched the game. He was a beast. Bosa, he disappears. You know, he don't make no plays in the fourth quarter. When we need a play, he didn't make no plays in the match. Just like in the Super Bowl. When he needed to stop, he didn't make no plays.
When was the last time? Because in the Defensive Player of the Year, he did make plays in the fourth quarter. I can't remember the last time he closed out a game in the fourth quarter with some sort of big-time play. I can't remember. Maybe there was one. Someone will remind me. I will agree with you there.
Yeah, and I just feel like when teams are, even with the Niners, they're running the football, and they're running directly at Bosa. Huh. And that's what they're doing.
I see the same thing you see, Rob, from number 97. So whether you came to camp or not, the team's not playing well. The team's not playing well. And my whole point was the league needs to reevaluate the way they attack the preseason. Because half the league, I'm seeing nothing but yellow flags on the ground. Everywhere. Houston, Chicago, yesterday in Minnesota, New England. See, I'm seeing flags everywhere at every level. And I'm saying to myself, boy, September football, has it ever been this sloppy? Has it ever been this sloppy? I don't know. But look, Trent, there's no doubt Trent had a bad game yesterday. Coming off a good game against the New York Jets. Everybody said, oh, Trent's great. He had a bad game yesterday. There's no doubt. Ayuk has yet to come in 2024, which we kind of knew was going to happen after missing training camp. We knew this was going to happen. Is he making excuses? I don't think so. I'm not going to make excuses for him. He needs to get ready. He needs to roll. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and AC1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Ayuk is getting no pass from me. He knows what it is, the risk you take in doing this with the fan base and holding out a training camp. You're going to get ridiculed. That's why last week when he didn't come up with the catch, I was first saying, whether you make $500,000 or $30 million, you got to make that play. You got to make that play for Brandon Ayuk. So nobody's caping up for these guys. I don't know what you're talking about. What I'm talking about is this team is not buttoned up right now, not scrimmaging to the Saints, limited snaps in the preseason, and all of a sudden you got all these illegal procedures, you're blowing timeouts, you're looking steps slow, and that's from guys who are in camp. So I don't know.
Debo looks great right now. I think Debo's had two really good games. I mean, it's obviously a small sample size. And I think that Kittle's looked pretty good yesterday. But again, even he had to come out of the game because of an IV situation. And then he came back and he made plays in that one. I do want to get into the Purdy game on the other side. I don't think it was his greatest. I also don't think it was his worst performance. He made some plays, but like, where are we on Brock Purdy? As you watch Baker Mayfield, who signed a 3-year, $100 million deal quietly this offseason, lead his team to a huge victory against the Detroit Lions. There is a Purdy conversation to a degree. Well, I thought it was an okay game.
Listen, instead of blaming everybody and blaming camp and blaming holdouts, let's just admit, Minnesota kicked the 49ers' ass yesterday in all aspects of the game. Special teams, offense, defense, the trenches, coaching, they were better yesterday. So instead of putting the finger at every player and saying this guy is this and this guy is that, they got out-coached, out-hit, out-physicaled, out-schemed, out-played, and they lost yesterday. Is it the end of the season? No, but there's a bigger conversation here. Without McCaffrey for the next, at least four, and I don't think he's coming back at all. That's just me. If he comes back, I'll be surprised. But how do you navigate now without CMC? How do you navigate now without Christian McCaffrey? Because we felt his impact yesterday. Oh, buddy, did we?
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.